Audio Gravity, 2nd of July 2009. Welcome back to your day. I'll try and keep this short today. Just a few shout outs to a few little things that popped on my radar. The first one is indirectly through Dana Wankergirl on Twitter, at Wankergirl, which is 8tracks.com/Wankergirl. She's got two mixes up there, one called Robot Love, and the other one's called Wankergirl Has Gone All Soft and Pretty. Aww. What's cool about 8tracks, though, it's very similar to Blip FM before it went crap. Blip FM went crap when you can no longer upload your own tracks. And that pretty much screwed it up for me because I didn't really want to use their music that comes on there. I want to be able to put up my rare white labels and stuff. And I might find another way. I might have to actually come up with a way to hashtag and encrypt loads of this stuff and then just spread it around different clouds so it's really hard to find. Next link is over on openmelody.org. Openmelody.org is a community-powered publishing platform based on, I'm not going to say based on Movable Type because it's not, but it's a lot of the team members that worked at Movable Type over the years. When they recently got made redundant, they got together and they decided that they were going to build something very similar, but make it open source, which I think is just the most sensiblest move in making a content management system like ever. Community supported, secure, scalable and rock solid platform, 100% open source forever, proven content management system, highly extensible and customizable. I love the idea of this. There's a version not out yet, but it's on its way, Melody 1.0, and I'll be watching with great interest, and I hope they build some kind of importer for Movable Type, because I will move over straight away. I love the guys who did Movable Type, the guys who made Movable Type, all the people behind the scenes, and I just wish them the best and hope they're doing all right out there in the economy right now. Next link is a Twitter account that I found through Facebook, which is twitter.com/AGChat. And what AG Chat is this weekly show where people can find out about growing their own crops, cultivating stuff. Let me just see if I can bring up a little bit of information about it. A weekly conversation for people involved with the process of growing their own crops. What got me turned on to this idea was I've been looking at recently about having my own eco place somewhere. After we sell this house, which I hope we sell this house, we want to do something a little bit more radical. At first we thought about going to Spain, and then we thought about going to Sweden, and then I've been badgering about having a container and taking the side off and doing it up and buying a piece of land. So it's all over the place at the minute, so I'm just listening to what's going on out there. But they do this weekly conversation involved in the business of growing food, fuel, feed and fiber, and it's on Tuesdays from 8 till 10. And it's created and moderated by M. Payne N. Nopier. So that's at M-P-A-Y-N-K-N-O-P-E-R. And they have a thing every Tuesday evening. Go and check it out. Next link is over on Smoot, S-M-O-O-N-T.com. This is a little bit more information for the guys who we saw at Amplified Midlands. We were talking about this beer bike on wheels. There's a little bit more information about the bar on wheels in Amsterdam. I've not seen the photos of this before, but they've got this guy who's driving the bike in the middle at the front. There's a big old barrel of Amstel on the very front, and then there's about five seats either side, and you sit on the seats and you pedal. Basically, you pedal the boat around, the bike around for a couple of hours. There's a proper serving tray on there inside. Somebody's in the middle who serves a beer. And I just think it would be an epic video blogging, audio boo thing. And we should get a team of at least 10 people to go over to Amsterdam, enjoy themselves for 24, 48 hours, 48 hours in Amsterdam, and spend 2 hours on the beer bike. I just think it'd be a great laugh. Nice bit of fun. I don't know how much it's going to be, but check out the photos of it. It's on smoot.com/bar-on-wheels-in-Amsterdam. I'll put all the links in the show notes as well so that you can get to them a little bit more easily. The next link is over on colorsmagazine.com/cease, C-E-A-S-E dash fear. Somebody's linked up with Benetton and they've made this Colors 75 reports from the thin border between protection and paranoia. Anybody who's into CCTV and worrying about losing rights in the UK, you'll quite like this. There's a lot of segments to it. There's a magazine, there's a video backstage part, there's an intro press area. You can actually buy an issue of it, so it's obviously becoming a magazine. Go check it out. Nice piece of flash. Got this really ambient music background as if they're in a shopping mall somewhere. And then there's the security of this webcam on a holder, which looks very much like one of the London, one of the American New York customs entry panels, where they've got the black thing that swings over. And the final link today is over on hitchhikers.org. I've got this whole sort of travelling eco thing floating around my head at the moment, but this is pretty cool. You can search for a ride. There's loads of departure dates from, you know, people go from Austria to Spain, Switzerland to the Netherlands, Germany to Poland, Netherlands to France, Poland, Poland to France, Switzerland to the Netherlands, Netherlands, Eindhoven to United Kingdom, Totnes. So I presume a lot of these are either lorry drivers or ferry drivers or whatever. Great idea, great concept. First of all, though, check it out. Find out what it's all about. You don't want to be taking a ride with a bunch of crazy mofos. I'll speak to you all tomorrow. Take it easy. Bye.